Acts chapter 2, verse 1, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord and in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind and filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as a fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And so we think of this time in Jerusalem when the Holy Spirit came down and filled the disciples, but we must ask the question, what did he come for? What's the reason that he came? It was really about fulfilling prophecy, fulfilling prophetic words, because Jesus had spoke about Holy Spirit coming into our lives. He was going to send the Holy Spirit to those who believe in him. It is a believer's baptism, a Holy Spirit baptism that must take place. When Jesus was raised from the dead and he found the disciples in a room, he went into the room and he talked to them. He said that he opened the word to them and breathed on them and he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." I believe their spirits came to life then. And they became candidates for a special infilling. It was an infilling of the prophetic word that was spoken through Jesus. Let us know what Holy Spirit does in our lives. In John 16, 13, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. You cannot maneuver through this world and walk in truth without the Holy Spirit's direction. He'll expose the error of the godless world's view of sin, righteousness, and judgment. That's one of the things that the Holy Spirit does. You see, that's why you and I can see some things in this world, and as plain as day, that it's wrong to us. It's just clear as anything. We know that certain things are wrong because Holy Spirit reveals that to us. It convicts us of the sin that's happening in the world today. Holy Spirit also has come to give us power. Listen to the scripture in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and to all the ends of the earth. It is a power that enables us as the body of Christ to demonstrate God in amongst us. In other words, it's not a power just for us, but it's a power that God wants to use in his church to be witnesses. And we can't really be a witness for the kingdom of God unless there is power flowing through us and being demonstrated to one another. And getting back, I believe it takes all of us working together to be able to handle the power of God. It takes all of us walking together, moving together as the disciples did in the upper room when Holy Spirit came upon them. They went out into the streets. They were speaking in all different languages, and people from all over the world were there because of the celebration of the day of Pentecost. They were filling Jerusalem, and the people were hearing them, the gospel being preached and declared in their own languages. And that's what threw the people off. They were amazed. They were paying attention. Hear all these Galileans speaking all these other different languages. That was amazing to them. For instance, in the book of 2 Chronicles, when Solomon is dedicating the temple, there's so much presence of God within the temple of God. The place was filled with smoke, with the cloud. And the ministers, the priests, couldn't stand to minister because of the cloud. And we think, oh, wouldn't that be awesome if the whole place, if the whole, this whole building was filled with the cloud of God? But you know what? When the Bible talks about the day of Pentecost, does not talk about Holy Spirit coming and filling just the building. It talks about the Holy Spirit coming and filling every believer with the power. Not just smoke and a cloud in the building, but now within the believer, we have the power residing in us. Glory to God to be able to do the works of God if we'll pay attention to the one who has come. When Holy Spirit has come, out of our bellies will flow rivers of living water. Well, if something is going to flow out of us, it has to come into us first. If something is going to flow out of us, it has to flow into us. And Holy Spirit has come to flow into us. Holy Spirit has come to release power to his church.